everyone. I'm Susan Sutton, editor of Adhesives and Sealants Industry. Thank you for joining me for this Bonding with ASI podcast. Today I'm speaking with Saloni Doshi of Eco Enclose, which is a company that produces many different types and sizes and shapes of sustainable packaging.
So why is sustainable packaging so important?
Yeah, so you know, I think we do specifically e-commerce packaging with Eco Enclose. And I think there's just, I mean, there's so many reasons why sustainable packaging is important. I think one is that there is just so much packaging in the world, right? It's single-use packaging. And I think more and more consumers find themselves faced with the issue, right, of like what to do with that packaging. And I think now, because packaging is so ubiquitous and people are, especially right now with COVID, everyone's like at home dealing with so much packaging, I think it's really interesting. It's like when you start dealing with the end of life cycle of something, you start to think about like how much of it there is in your life and how wasteful it is. And you start to just feel, I think, emotional about like all of, you know, all of this that's going on. And so it really causes people to start reflecting on not just end of life and how to recycle it and stuff, but like the entire life cycle, I think, of packaging. And then I'd also say that e-commerce, right, and with COVID, e-commerce has really picked up, and especially boxes, like how many of us sort of have a garage or a room full of boxes that we're like trying to figure out how to recycle. And so I just think as e-commerce grows, people are even more and more sort of like cognizant of, oh God, there's so much packaging in my life, what can I do? And so then the brands that have made an investment in better packaging, right, whether it's recycled or easily recyclable, maybe there's some story on it that shows the sustainability sort of attributes of that package, that's really going to stand out, right, when you're sitting on like, maybe there's an Amazon box, a Target box, and then you've got like a brand next to it on your doorstep, all next to it. And then you've got that third brand that's really made a commitment to sustainability. That really stands out and makes that customer feel so much better when they're otherwise, I think, feeling the tangible impacts of excessive packaging in their life.
Can you give us a little bit of background about your company? When was it founded? How has it evolved? What kind of products do you offer now?
Yeah,
all that
great
fun stuff?
Question. So we were officially founded in 2013 by a woman named Erin Kimmett, who has started a brand called Thirsties. It's a cloth diaper brand, and one that I actually used for my own kids. So it was a fun little story there. I mean, she was going to try to figure out how to ship her packaging or her products. And she was like disturbed that she might have to ship these, you know, cloth diapers to customers that have really made a commitment to more sustainable, more reusable in their life. And she was going to sort of ship it in this virgin poly mailer. That really was very bothersome for her. And so that led her on a journey to start to find a recycled poly mailer. And she was able to work with a manufacturer to create an 88% recycled poly mailer, which at the time was the most recycled poly mailer that you could have on the market. And then about a couple years into it, we took over. My husband and I actually bought the company from her. She was sort of done with, I think, her journey, but we were really excited about the work that she had done to build, you know, the beginning of this idea of like, let's take packaging that's out there and make it more sustainable. And so we bought it in 2015, and it was really small. It was just about four or five people at that point. And we've now have a company that has a very extensive set of products that we're offering to brands that are trying to ship sustainably. So we now have 100% recycled poly mailer, and it's 50% of it is post-consumer waste, which is really exciting. We've got a line of various paper mailers, all of which are 100% recycled. We make, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of custom boxes every day. So a company can come to our site and say, I want a, you know, a 10-inch by 5-inch by 2-inch tab locking mailer box. And we'll custom cut that for them, you know, from, you know, volumes as much as little as 5 to as much as 20,000, depending on what they're looking for. I mean, those are also 100% recycled, 90% plus post-consumer. We also have a range of post-production custom printing capabilities. So for just like 500 mailers or more, somebody can get their brand on their mailers and things like that. And then we've got a bunch of packaging accessories. So shipping labels that are 100% recycled and recyclable, tape, you know, just tape, packaging paper, void fill. And really what we focused on is like, okay, what does every different type of company need to package? What packaging do they need to ship their goods? And how can we make those things more sustainable? And we have a really detailed framework that we use to define sustainability. So it's not just like, let's slap a sustainability attribute, but we really believe in circularity and recycled material and recyclability. We really believe in minimizing greenhouse gas emissions. We really believe in, you know, the value of naturally biodegradable to avoid ocean plastic pollution, things like that. So we have a set of 10 tenets that drives our decision-making as we think about sustainable packaging.
You mentioned tapes and labels. Can you go into a little bit more detail the types of adhesives that you use on labels?
I love it. Yeah. So it's funny. It's like until you're in the weeds of running this business, you're like, don't even think about adhesives. And then when you're in it, you're really in it. You know, I think for us, we have really created a framework around designing for recyclability. And as easily recyclable as possible. And so when we think about adhesives, it's a combination of two things. And the other thing we really think about is a packaging is not sustainable if the things don't end up at where they need to go. You know, like that's the most important things that are functional. So there's two real things that we think about a lot with adhesives. The first is adhesive strength. And the reason for that is because especially recycled paper is really hard to adhere to. So we've got all of these boxes that are 100% recycled that have shorter fibers than a virgin box counterpart. And what we were finding is that traditional, like a UPS shipping label, wouldn't adhere very well. It was probably made with an all temp, all purpose adhesive, you know, acrylic emulsion adhesive. We also have something called a padded mailer, which is really cushioned. And that uneven surface made those traditional labels a little bit harder to adhere. And so that led us down, and sorry, I'm gonna go now a little bit on a tangent, which is we also created a product with a manufacturing partner that's a really unique shipping label product because it has the release liner on that label is 100% recycled and curbside recyclable, which is, you know, it's a patented product and only created with this one manufacturing partner. And so we launched, we call it the zero waste label. So we launched the zero waste label line. We were so excited about it. And we'll found even in our own warehouse, because we ship everything in recycled boxes, right, all to our customers, the adhesive, it was peeling off. And that was just a standard all-purpose adhesive with this really unique release liner. We're so excited about it. And we just realized, like, we can't have a product out there that's not working, because then, I mean, think about it, the boxes wouldn't get to where they're going. And that's not sustainable at all, right? All these materials are just like lost in a UPS truck somewhere. And so we started realizing the number one thing for us is a corrugate strength adhesive that can work in this patented process of creating a zero waste shipping label with that recycled, recyclable release liner. And so we moved to a higher strength corrugate adhesive, and it's just been working beautifully. And so that's been a big step for us, is how do we increase the strength of our adhesive? Ideally, we are doing so by and also keeping it recycle compatible with that RCA 44 recycle compatibility, because what we're really looking for is a combination of adhere to that package and then also be as friendly to the paper repulping process as possible, so that there is not an extensive amount of stickies in the repulping process. We also found with this padded mailer I was describing, which is 100% recycled mailer that's like stuffed with shredded newsprint, so it's got this uneven surface. Even our corrugate strength acrylic emulsion adhesive wasn't working. Like a lot of our customers will say, like, I have to actually put clear plastic tape over the shipping label for it to work. And it's like, that's no good, because then you're just recycling a bunch of plastic tape. And so we actually, for that line, we've created a hot melt adhesive shipping label line, where the shipping labels have a hot melt adhesive. They're pure polymer adhesive. So in some ways it's not the level of sustainability we would want from our product, but hey, it adheres to that padded mailer and you don't have to tape it up with plastic on top. It's just going out. And so for us, I think, especially with adhesives and labels, the first thing we want to make sure is like the label is going to stick to the recycled paper package and you're going to get there safely, because the least sustainable thing we can do is not get it there, because that means that we've just lost all that material. And then the second is, as much as possible, designing for recyclability with those recycle compatible adhesives.
What do you see kind of in the future for sustainable packaging in terms of trends for the future?
Yeah, really good question. And I'll focus largely on e-commerce in that question. I think it's been really interesting. There seems to be a lot of trendiness around composting. And so for the last year, we've like gone down this path of like, should we design for compostability? And we, you know, I've talked to now half a dozen different industrial composters. I've talked to the CMA, which is a Composter Manufacturing Alliance, and every single one of them says, absolutely not. Like, we do not want your clean e-commerce packaging, because that should be recycled. You know, you want to really save your compost for organics, for food waste, for you know, for mulch trees, like things that can't be recycled and that actually, when they go back to earth, are good for the soil and good for the earth. And that has really led us to double down on this idea of designing for recyclability and designing for a circular economy. So I think You know, when I look at the future of packaging, I think, or e-commerce packaging, I have two sort of mindsets. One is, I think, increased amount of reusability. So right now, a couple of our mailers are inherently reusable. They've got like a dual tear strip on it. So if somebody gets it, they can either use it to ship back to somebody else, or they can ship their returns back to the customer in it. And I think, like, if you can get 2, 3, 4 life cycles out of a package, I mean, that's incredible. And then it gets recycled. And then certainly there's a movement towards even more durable, reusable packaging that, you know, may be interesting long term. So I think that's one area that I can see the landscape going to. And then I think another area that I see a lot of growth in is just that we just all drastically improve recycling rates and recycle, like, the recycling infrastructure in our country, such that, you know, right now I'm thinking about my garage that's full of boxes right now. And I'm, you know, and I run a business that has a baler and that gets a pickup for Corrigan, and I'm still sitting on all of this. So I think if there was just a way that we can create more of a localized, like, you know, all of us should be able to get our cardboard and our paper and our plastic back to a recycling infrastructure where they can cost effectively and sort of really efficiently turn that back into new product. And I think we just need to, as a country, make these investments in the recycling infrastructure so that each material can have its life extended, hopefully 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times before it goes away. And I would say the other thing I'll say is I think that a lot of e-commerce brands that are focused on sustainability are trying to figure out how to make paper products work for them. So maybe they started with a poly mailer. We offer 100% recycled poly mailer, but they're really just reading so much about ocean plastic pollution and realizing there is no plastic, whether it's a bioplastic or anything, like, every plastic that's durable enough to make it through a supply chain is not going to biodegrade in the ocean, even if it's made of bioplastic. And I think those companies that are being really thoughtful are like, how can I make a paper solution work for me? How can I make sure that it's going to not rip in transit and it's going to, you know, uphold itself to weather, that it's not going to get torn and still be sort of presentable at the customer's doorstep, and have it be made out of paper, so it's, you know, it's more likely to be recycled and it's not going to contribute to ocean plastic pollution.
Well, thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
And thanks again to our listeners for tuning in. To learn more, visit ecoenclose.com.